Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish fast day, Tish B'Av, which is the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, is the time of prayer when Jews pray for the building of the next temple. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What's the historic background of Tish B'Av?
In our Judaism, we have a heavy duty day on the 9th of Av. Like the fast day of Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, it's a full 24 hours of no water, no food, most of the time saying prayers, and it recalls the fact that the temples were lost, which were like the jewel in the crown, the diadem highlight of Jewish relationship between land, people, and God in Jerusalem, which was the temple. We continue to fast because we have a people with a very long memory.
And all of these activities, praying at the different gates around the Temple Mount, reading the Book of Lamentations, and of course fasting, creating a desire in the Jewish people for the rebuilding of the next temple, correct?
Absolutely. Although there is a story that we do not know if it was true or not, but I will tell the tale to you and our listeners, Jimmy. Napoleon was walking around one night in Paris, and he heard this bewailing and crying coming from a corner building. He walked in and found Jews sitting on the floor. And he asked someone of authority, he said, "What are you doing on the floor reading from the Bible, the Book of Lamentations, and crying?" And he said, "Well, our temple was destroyed." And he said, "Well, when did this happen? I didn't hear about it." And they said, "Well, it happened 1,000 years ago or so." Napoleon says, 1,000 years ago, 1,200 years ago, a people that mourns in such a way the loss of the temple, which of course for us also means the loss of political sovereignty, will yet regain both the temple and its political sovereignty. So whether or not the story is true, of course, Jimmy, as we know, it does have a kernel of truth, and Tisha B'Av was also a contributory factor in bringing Jews back to Zion.
Winky Medad and his report on the prayerful desire for the rebuilding of a temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For 2,000 years, Jews have been praying for their temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. Each year on Tish B'Av, the prayer is for a temple to stand on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem by next Tish B'Av. And the truth be known, that temple could be built very soon because every preparation has been made to build that temple. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...